views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is the hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, break through patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, and unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave feeling expansive, inspired, lit up, and open to receiving the awarenesses and energies that want to come through. And so with that, let's go ahead and get started. And before we even go into any content, I want to invite any callers, anyone that feels called to call in with any questions, comments, or support that you're looking for. You can do that at 800-930-2819. Again, that phone number is 800-930-2819. And don't be shy. Definitely feel free to call in. I would love to hear your questions, hear your comments, and help you with anything that you might need around today's topic. And so before we even dive into the title of today's show, Love and Light After Death, I want to talk about yesterday's holiday, which was Valentine's, as many of you guys know. And I really want to just touch on this topic of love and kind of how we do Valentine's. I just think it's so fascinating and so interesting. And the first thing I want to talk to you guys about is an experience I had this weekend at a Thai massage class that I took. And so there's a yoga instructor of mine who does an amazing Thai massage class. He used to teach it regularly, and now he kind of just teaches it on special occasions, one of them being Valentine's Day. And I noticed this was at a studio that I don't normally go to, and they had invited us all to bring someone with that you wanted to share the experience with. It didn't have to be your partner, it could just be a friend. But I also trusted, knowing this instructor, that, hey, if I came solo, that there would be someone, it would be the perfect person that I could work with and enjoy the class with. And so it was so interesting because I was going about my day that day, and, you know, I got to the studio and I noticed I had totally forgotten that there was like I knew we were doing like partner massage, but I totally even forgot about that element. And really, I bring up that topic and really just want to touch on that just a little bit, just because for me, if you rewind to maybe like 5 years ago, had I been in that situation, I would have definitely been very conscious of the fact that I wasn't there with a partner. And I don't know how many of our listeners can relate. I'm sure there are many, but I just remember for years and years and years, and especially like as Valentine's Day would come around, just being so aware of the not, right? So aware of not having a partner or not having a date to go and celebrate Valentine's Day with. And even when I did, having that awareness or some piece of that awareness where it didn't feel fully aligned. So I felt in some way that I was sort of like it was this way to put a Band-Aid on something, even though I knew that it didn't feel 100%. And so I just wanted to call that one piece to anyone who's listening's attention, just because I know what it's like to be out there and to, especially, it's sort of like we can call Valentine's Day Love Awareness Day and like the Love Awareness Holiday. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, if you're single, it can draw focus to that. And if you let it, it can make you feel bad. Now, another way to look at it though, and you guys know I'm all about reframes and all about looking at things from a unique perspective. So if, you know, if we do call it Love Awareness, a Love Awareness Holiday, can we shift that and can we start to change that to being focused on just giving love to every single person that's around you, whether it's people that you know, whether it's people that you don't know. I'll give you one example. On Monday, I was walking into my doctor's office. And my doctor had, there was some medicine I needed, and he had said, if you come by, I can give you, I've got some samples, so I can give you those samples. So I'm walking into my doctor's building, and I see this older woman who is walking. And it's almost like I got this like intuitive hit, like I heard internally, ask her if she wants some help. And so, you know, I kind of look at her, and of course, it's very natural conditioning, right? To like we keep to ourselves, we don't share or offer help. And so kind of initially, I held back. And then, but when I turned and looked at her, she was like, can you help me? And I was like, oh, I was gonna ask you that. But, you know, we can be so hesitant. And so I just, you know, I wrote a blog post not too long ago about how we share love and really about how we don't share love, and kind of our natural wiring and our natural conditioning is sort of to only give love to the exclusive few. And I want to start to put out that invitation because, you know, guess what? Love is free. It's like, it doesn't cost you anything. I know many of us, you know, pattern wise, we can be scared to give love because we're scared of getting hurt. We kind of associate that if we give love, we could get hurt, right? And so it's really, really, really important to start to notice, like, what, if you think, when you think about giving love, what does that equal to you? Do you automatically think, okay, if I give love, I could get hurt? Maybe when you were growing up, there were some paradigms that you lived in around love, right? Love equaled control. So maybe you had a controlling parent, and the way that they showed you love, quote unquote, was to use control. Another one that's so super common, another super common pattern is around criticism. And many, many people grow up in families where they are criticized. And many times it's our parents' way or our loved ones' way of showing us that they love us. You know, they want to make sure my grandma, who is on the other side now, she used to always like be like, you didn't comb your hair. And it was just a way of her like showing love, right? She was concerned. She wanted me to be putting my best foot forward. And so just really, really tuning in and noticing, you know, what your connotations with love are, right? How did you, you know, whether you were single or you were with a loved one, how did you experience yesterday's holiday? What emotions, what feelings came up for you? Did you, if you're single, did you feel sorry for yourself, or were you focused on something negative around that? Because keeping in mind, anytime we're putting something out, we're recreating that experience over and over and over again. And what's funny for me is, so yesterday, there's been so much energy pumping through me. I've been having a little bit of a hard time sleeping. And so yesterday, I had this amazing day. Like, I've had all these amazing juicy days. I've been really, really grateful for all the things that are unfolding in my life. But yesterday I had this amazing day. And at the end of my day, I had my last client, and I felt myself super, super tired. So 5 or 6 o'clock at night, I decided I was going to take a nap. And the nap actually ended up turning into a few hours, actually. So, and it just felt really good. It felt really indulgent. It felt very yummy. But I bring that up because, to me, what's happened, and this wasn't always the case in my life, but what's happened is I've unwound any ideas that society or the world wants to put on any specific day. Right. You know, and so for instance, you know, we're talking about love right now, but like for instance, and I had done a video about this when I left my last full-time corporate job. But many of us have these ideas about what Monday is, right? And what Friday is. And we spend most of our week trying to fast forward to Thursday evening or Friday. And then we spend Friday and maybe Saturday and a little part of Sunday enjoying it. And then the rest of the time is all about, again, just getting to the end of the week. And if you imagine spending your life like that, right, where you're constantly, you're basically, if you're lucky, you're enjoying about 2 days of the week. And then the other 7 days, you're wanting to get it over with. It's such an interesting way to look at it, right? And so I just invite you right now as we're talking about this, you know, whether it's reframing and undoing your ideas about Valentine's Day, if Valentine's Day isn't your favorite holiday, or it's undoing the way that you look at your week, what are some ways that you can start to add more joy, add more indulgence, add more juiciness into every single day of the week? And before we take our break here, one other thing I want to talk about in terms of the vibration of love, I'm not sure if I've mentioned this statistic specifically on the show, but one thing that I really want to talk about with the vibration of love is one person in the vibration of love, which is the vibration of 500, has the ability to raise 750,000 people. And especially with what's going on in the world, with how things are, you know, what's opening and what's occurring in today's world, I really want to invite you to start it starts within, right? It just starts with you. And so how can you love yourself more, right? How can you show yourself more love? And then how can you start to put that out towards other people, towards your family and friends, and then towards strangers with simple acts of kindness, whether it's a hug, walking someone across the street, helping them with their groceries, or simply just smiling. Because each person, even though they may appear a stranger on the outside, we are all made up of the same goodness and in general. And I just want to invite you to just start to rewire and start to think in terms of how you can share that love. And so we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more. So just stay tuned. We will be right back.
Is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhya and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. Today we are talking about love and light after death. And actually, before we do that, I want to give out the phone number again. So I invite any questions, any comments, any support you need. Definitely don't hesitate to call in. I know we normally don't take callers, but I would love to hear from you if you have anything that's coming up. And that phone number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And the other thing before we go into today's topic, I just want to share with you about my Living in Your Truth guide. And you guys, this is a guide that I put forth with all, speaking of love, put forth with all my love, with all my heart. And it is really meant to help you open. It's meant to help you expand. It's meant to help give you new awarenesses. You will go through this and you will feel lighter just by literally reading through it. Your energy is going to raise. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to have new awarenesses and new energies that want to come through. And you can head to my website at www.deborahacker.com. That's DeborahAcker.com. And you can download the Living in Your Truth guide there. It's on the right hand side, upper right hand corner of the page. Or you can also head to bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. And so I want to get to today's topic really around love and light after death. And I've had many loved ones that have crossed over in my lifetime, but one of the biggest deaths that I experienced was the loss of my mom. And so just to kind of share a little bit about the story, I'm not sure how much I've shared in the past on our show, but and the reason why we're even talking about this topic. So today is actually the 21st anniversary of her crossing over. And so that was one reason why. And so she actually crossed over like 3 o'clock in the morning, the day after Valentine's Day. And I kind of always knew like at some point in my life that I would get to a point where like it would, that would be actually really special because I would have a loved one to share Valentine's Day with, and it would kind of ease the loss, right? Ease the anniversary. But actually what's happened is something completely different, which we'll kind of get into. But just to kind of share a little bit about that story and really what happened. And so when I was 14 going on 15, my mother got diagnosed with cancer. And at the time, I grew up with my mom and my sister. My dad was definitely in my life, but he didn't live with us. And so when I was growing up, my mother became my sole support system. She was my mom. She was my sister. She was my best friend. And this was the same for me as well as my twin sister. But, you know, so when I'm 14 and a half years old, going on 15, my mother, you know, one day she takes me on a walk. This is actually a walk by myself. So she takes me out And she talks to me about getting diagnosed with cancer. And at the time when she shared this story with me, she didn't actually say she had gotten diagnosed with terminal cancer, and she didn't share that with me because she wanted to protect me. But me being an intuitive being and really not being aware of it at that moment in time, subconsciously, not consciously so much, but subconsciously, I knew something was up, because it was in the words that she wasn't saying that really were landing in me. And one of them being, I'm going to be here for your graduation. And so, you know, what I would later come to realize, and this would be like 21 years. So about a little shy of 20 years later, I would realize that in her, what she was saying to me, there was a lot of subconscious messaging that I may not be there for your graduation. I may not be there when you get married. And so subconsciously, I realized that when she was talking to me about this, I realized that there was something that wasn't fully aligned, right? That there was something that was a little bit off. And so, you know, fast forward to when I'm 17, and she ends up passing away. And of course, like as it would be for anyone, and then given the nature of my relationship with her, it was absolutely devastating to me. I was 17. It was 3 months before I was going to graduate high school. And, you know, and looking back, you know, part of my intuition, when I was 16 years old, I look back on those moments, on that moment. And there was a moment in time when my mother came home from the hospital and they had told her she was healthy. Like they had said, the cancer is cured. And I heard very loud and very clear, that's not true. You know, but at the time, because, you know, it was not common, and it's still not even common, but it wasn't common in that day and age to really listen to our intuition or be connected to our intuition. And so even though I had gotten that message, I wasn't really even aware of the message, though I do remember now, if I look back, I'm like, I remember specifically when I heard it, right? But I wasn't aware of it, and I wasn't aware that that was actually my intuition coming through, that that wasn't my fear speaking, that that wasn't, you know, just some worry speaking, that that was actually my truth and my deep knowing. And so, you know, I went off into college, and as I went off into college, it was really, really hard. So I mentioned I have a twin sister, and so we decided we were going to go to separate schools. I ended up at University of Florida. She ended up at Florida State, and so we were close to each other, but we also wanted to have, growing up as a twin, anyone that's ever grown up as a twin knows how much your identities get intermixed, and that many times there's a piece of losing your identity where, you know, someone just calls you twin versus calling you by your name. And so it was really, really important for us to have those individual experiences. But I remember, you know, going to school, and I had a roommate, and, you know, we each had our own room, but we had like a suite type situation. And I remember there was many rough times when I was in college, of course, where I missed my mom. Right? You know, I was used to having her there to support me. I was used to having her guidance. And so I remember many times going through deep grief. And I bring this up not so much to go into that grief, because, you know, but I bring this up because I want to share sort of the journey that I went through from that grief and that heaviness, and really feeling all of my feelings, which, you know, that's what I help my clients do now, right? Is to help them to feel whatever's up for them, and to let them know that it is okay to feel whatever is up for you. If you feel deep pain, if you feel deep grief, I know we are so conditioned to like stuff it down, to push it away, to want to run away from it. But the truth of the matter is, the way that you shift something, the way that you clear something, is by actually feeling it. And so, you know, I didn't know that at the time. I was just feeling what was up for me, right? And you know, anyone that's had loss knows that grief comes in waves, right? And so you experience grief, and then you experience grief, and then you feel a little bit better, and then you experience more grief, and then you feel a little bit better. And so it's just constant evolution, right? And I know, like, for people that, especially for people who haven't gone through loss, and even just our natural human conditioning, it can be very, very easy and very, very common for us to think sort of like you'll get through it. You just get through it and it'll be done and you'll be fine. And especially with the loss, like a significant loss, like the loss of your, you know, loss of a mom, I'm here to tell you that unfortunately, you know, that it does kind of stay with you. But what I'm also here to tell you, and what I also want to share with you, is to share with you how I have shifted and reframed such a significant loss, right? How I've actually brought it to the light and brought love into it, to really, really actually be able to, I basically recreated it in a new version, right? In a lighter version, in a version that actually for me, like allows me to like, to be excited about that. And so I just really, really want to kind of plant that seed, right? That, you know, yes, you're going to go through ups and downs. I invite you to feel every single thing that's coming up for you. And I also invite you to know, and we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, but what I also want you to know is there is a way, there is hope after it, right? There is a way to shift it so that you can actually not stay forever in that deep grief that can really, you know, really drag you down. And so before we go to break, I just want to share one or two quick stories that were really, really fun. And so, you know, many of you, I'm sure, have had experiences with this, but we have many, you know, many, our loved ones are constantly wanting to give us messages, right? And our loved ones are constantly wanting to support us, but they are waiting for us to ask for those messages, to ask for that support. And so one quick story around that for me was when I was in college, I was walking to a teacher's office. And when I was in college, straight A's were really important to me. So I was very focused on getting A's in all my classes. And when something was on the brink of where that may or may not happen, I would go to my teacher's office and I would go and negotiate my grade. And so there was this one moment where I was in a marketing class full of like 1,500 people. And I had introduced myself to my teacher, but it was a TV replay class, which just basically meant you could watch it at any time. And so I'd met him once. And then as I'm walking to his office, I had gotten a bad grade on a test. And as I was walking to his office, I just asked for help. And I specifically kind of called on my mom. I'm like, hey, mom, if you can help me with this, right? So I go into his office and he basically, besides having met me that one time, he had never seen my face in class because I was watching all the classes on TV, and basically ended up going into his office and negotiating a better grade for myself. And so that's just one story. I'll share another story when we get back from break, but I just want you to know that you can always ask for help from your loved ones and you can always ask for signs that they are around. And so we are going to take a quick break here. You are listening to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. When we return, we're going to explore more about this. So just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. And today we are talking about love and light after death. And we have a caller on the line, David from Israel. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you, Deborah?
Good.
Wonderful topic. Yeah.
Awesome. So do you have a question? How can I help you?
Yes, I have a question. First, may your mother have a... her soul have an elevation in the other side in heaven, and be blessed and rest in peace. I guess my question is, I've been going through a transformation, I guess, for a while now. And I used to call the show, I was in Seattle for many years, and I just happened to turn on Transformation Talk Radio, and now I'm listening again. And I just, this topic is very... timely, I guess. And my question is, so I lost a mentor, maybe. He was for about 3 years, and I did a lot of, I was kind of his caretaker for a long time. He was going through kidney dialysis. And I came to, like, liking doing acts of kindness. But my question is, like, how do I, like, really feel the love of doing those things, or get that real feeling of a sense of love. Does that make sense?
Are you wanting like the flowing and love that like from them from the other side? Is that what you're asking?
No, not so much. I mean, maybe that might be the next step, but like just the fact of like doing an act of kindness is one level, but like the really sense of expressing or getting the feeling of love for doing that thing, making it real.
Cool. No, that's a great question. So, here's what's coming up to talk to you about, because this is an awesome way to sort of start to rewire your brain. So, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's take, for instance, like, you know, you do something nice for someone, right? And most of us, like if we do something nice for someone, and tell me if this answers your question as I go through, but, otherwise we can dive into more clarity. But, what I'll say is so most of us, when we do something nice for someone, we kind of don't take time to actually pay attention to it, to take it into our system. And so there's this book called Hardwiring Happiness. It's by, I believe, by Harville Hendricks, if I've got that author right. Hopefully I've got that right. And he has a whole system on how to rewire for happiness. And I'll walk you through that system right now, because I think it's something that you could totally apply to what you're asking me about. And so his system is, the acronym is called HEAL, and it stands for, it's H-E-A-L, okay? And the first part of rewiring your brain for happiness is just you're having an experience. So in the case of what you're talking about with wanting to bring in more love and really just start to take in that love, say, for instance, you're having the experience of helping a loved one, Okay. And then the next piece of that acronym is to enrich that experience. So say, for instance, you're helping a loved one. And when my mother passed, a few years later, I ended up becoming my grandma, her mother's caretaker. And so you're having this experience, and you can enrich the experience by actually really taking in and having this and really starting to enjoy this person's company, right? Because how many times in life, one of our really common conditionings is wanting just to get it over with. Right? So we're just like kind of just rushing through things. And especially when you're taking care of a loved one, it can be so common for us to go, okay, I'm just like, I'm here and I want to get home. I want to get on my couch, or I want to go meet some friends. Like, and so you kind of end up losing, we end up losing and not really enjoying those moments, especially with our loved ones, maybe that are older, or maybe they can't communicate as much as they would, you know, as they would like to. And
it's like
so,
that book Tuesdays with Maury.
What? Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so, so it's have the experience, enrich it. And then, so you enrich it, right? So, you know, you actually take in like how much you're enjoying your time with this person and just really savoring like the conversation and you really bring it to life. And the third part of the acronym is absorbing it. And so really allowing your body to take in just how amazing this moment in this space in this time is, right? And guys, I'm using this as an acronym for you know, right now with the question of bringing more love into your body. And you can use this whether you have got a loved one that you're, you know, you're caretaking, or you're just living life, right? You know, when I was traveling, this acronym that I'm giving you, I did it when I was in Australia on Bondi Beach. And let me tell you, it like completely just kept rewiring and rewiring and rewiring. And it was just beautiful because you just... like there's so many ways. So the acronym is HEAL, and the L stands for linking a positive to a negative. So say, for instance, there's something messy with taking care of, you know, your loved one, right? Which is, that's part of life, right? So sometimes there's something messy that's in there. Yeah. You can link something positive like love to that situation. So part of what you can do, and what I would do in that moment, is just to, like, you know, when I'm sitting with my grandma, is just to feel how much love that I have for her. So maybe she's suffering, or maybe, you know, I'm not having the time, or maybe I have to keep repeating myself because she's got dementia. But I can take in and start to feel and associate, you know, that piece of the experience, which may not be as positive, with the experience of how much I love her. And I can allow my body to flood with love. Is that helpful, David?
Yeah.
What's that?
So is that like anchoring the feeling?
Is that
like anchoring the feeling?
Yeah, exactly. What you can do, you anchor it. I'm sorry.
That's what the linking is. That's what the linking is.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes the linking, I mean, if you're having a positive experience, like you're on vacation, the L kind of becomes obsolete, but you still want to really make sure that no matter whether it's a positive experience or something not as positive, that you are really taking in that gratitude, right? You're really taking in that joy. You're really taking in just whatever good is in that moment. Because, I mean, so many times things are happening. I mean, we're going through life. We're having the human experience. And some of the human experience is amazing, and some of it's not so amazing. And, you know, as I always say, we came here for the full range, right? I know that we tend to resist the negative, and we tend to want to push it away and stuff it down and avoid it. But the truth be told, like, if we did want it just to be all positive, if we did want it just to be all love and light, then we actually really wouldn't have come into our physical body. We could just stay in the vibrational state and the energy state, however you define it, right? And so, you know, a huge piece of any experience is you can always find good, even in the bad. And, you know, David, it's a perfect segue into to what I want to share with regards to my mom and a piece of how I started to rewire that experience, right? Because to put it mildly, the loss of my mom was the most, most difficult experience probably I ever had in my life. And I like one of the things that, you know, that happened for me was this ability to start to take in some of the good things that came from this experience that was really hard, that was really painful, that at 17, 18 years old, I wasn't prepared for, right? And, you know, one of them being, and it's going to sound cliche, but it is what it is. It's you know, these, the piece of really beginning to value my life, right? What ended up coming from that experience is I wanted to take life. I probably always wanted that anyways, but then it enhanced it tenfold or thousandfold, was just really to like relish in every experience. And I wanted to have and live every adventure and have and experience every adventure of life, right? And so, you know, one of the things that really came from it was that was really good was this feeling of not wanting to waste a single moment. And so, of course, you know, I didn't want to lose my mom, but on the same side of it, I didn't, you know, I started to intake not wanting to waste any moment. Another positive thing that came from the experience of losing my mom was that literally all of her friends came up and stepped up and came up to support me. So, you know, here I had one mom growing up, and then all of a sudden I was surrounded literally by these lovely, beautiful souls that wanted to come and just support me, make sure that I was taken care of, make sure that I was nurtured, would send me care packages and, you know, checked on me, and I would see them over the holidays. And so, you know, I had one mom, and then all of a sudden I had, I don't know, a handful at least coming into my life. Yes.
Wait, so you had many moms for that whole experience. So finding the good within that bad moment is really touching more of a divine existence.
Yeah, exactly. Because that actually
understanding.
I'm sorry. What was that last part?
No, so you're touching on living like in a different existence or a different world.
Yeah,
where everything is good.
Exactly. And so like that's
even the
like
bad. That, even the bad really is a good thing.
Exactly. And so I want to talk more about that. And I want to thank you, David, so much for calling. That was a perfect question. I love it. So, and thank you so much for listening. I'm so grateful that you're here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. So actually that's another thing that I really want to touch on. So, you know, we were talking about, David and I were just talking about, okay, this whole idea and this whole piece of, you know, really there is like, I know this is a huge concept for most of us to take in. It was huge when I like, as I started to open to it, right? You know, this idea that there is no bad, right? That there is no good, there is no bad. It's just all like, technically it's all good because it's all evolving our soul, right? It's all for our soul growth. And so one of the things that ended up coming, and this was later down the road, right? So, you know, for the longest time, I would be going through, like I'd mentioned earlier, those waves of grief, those ups and downs, the highs and the lows, right? You know, and I have these moments where I would just deeply miss my mother and her in her physical form. Okay. And then as I started to go on this journey, right, and as I started to clear out my blocks, right, clear out the old patterns, one of the beautiful things that happen as you clear your energy, as you clear your energy blocks, as you shift out and pull out basically all the things that kind of keep you tethered to this earth and this like physical body and kind of keep you heavy, feeling heavy, is you end up you feel lighter, right? So you end up being able to connect with the energy with all kinds of energies, including the energies on the other side. And so, you know, if you had asked me when I was 13, 14, 17 years old, are you intuitive? I would not have said yes. And if you had asked me, can you talk to loved ones on the other side? I would not have said yes. But what I can tell you is as I've taken this journey, and this is a journey, like being intuitive, connecting with loved ones on the other side. I'm here to tell you, as somebody who came from 20 years of working in the corporate world, who was very heavy in my mind, I spent most of my, you know, my 20s and definitely into my 30s in my mind, very, very mind focused. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But I was not at all able to connect with spirits from the other side. In fact, at that point in my life, I had a friend who would always like translate. You know, she connected with spirits on the other side. And so she'd be like, oh, your mother wants you to know this, right? So occasionally I get these really, really fun messages from, you know, other loved ones that are here in their physical body, sharing with me messages my mother or some of my other loved ones had for me. But as I cleared out these blocks, as I cleared out my patterns, as I cleared out these heavier energies that kept me from being able to tune in to the intuition that's always coming through, that kept me from being able to manifest as much as powerfully and as quickly as I wanted to manifest, and that kept me from being able to tune in and really connect to the other side. As I cleared those out, all of a sudden, something opened up for me. And I'll tell you, it was probably always there, but what would happen is, for example, I would be talking with a friend, and this could be before I did all of this work, and it could be after. I would be talking with a friend, but before I did this work, when they would bring up somebody who was on the other side, I would think that the picture that I was seeing of them was just a picture that was in my imagination. Okay, so I would think, okay, this is just my imagination. I've got some picture in my mind of some curly-haired woman, you know, with pale skin, and this is not actually them. It's just how I'm visualizing them as they're talking to me about them. What I've come to realize, and as I've cleared out the stuff that kind of kept me from really being really clear on what I was seeing and what I was experiencing, what I've realized is that the pictures that I see are actually the loved ones that have crossed over. And so, you know, as someone will start to talk to me about someone, and if it feels right and it feels appropriate, I'll share with them. I'm like, oh, I see, you know, is this what they look like? And I'll just share what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing. And I bring that up because I think it's really, really important, because so many times we dismiss our ability to connect on the other side. We dismiss our ability to be able to really, you know, really tune into all different kinds of energies. But it is possible. And this, like I said, as somebody who came from the most logical family, who like literally was a, you know, math and science kid, who like literally, you know, like I said, I was in the corporate world for almost 20 years. I'm here to tell you, like, all of that is possible. And for those of you who are scared, like, oh, you know, oh, spirits, I don't want spirits. I don't want to have an experience with that. You can totally set boundaries. Like, there's never a time when a spirit comes in and starts to scare me when I'm in bed or something, you know, like there is perfect. Like I have set very healthy boundaries of like, you can come in now and you cannot come in now. Right. And so, and basically many times, most of the messages that they have for us are just around love. They just want to check in and make sure we're okay. They just want to check in. Sometimes they come back for forgiveness. I had a friend that had crossed over. He had killed himself, about maybe like two and a half years ago now. I think that's about the right time. And about a year later, I was doing this work, you know, he came back to me. I was doing a forgiveness process, and he came through, and he came back to me. He wanted to apologize for some of the things that had happened in the course of our relationship. And so, you know, many times, like I said, they're just coming in to check on us. They're coming in to share our joy. They're coming in to comfort us, you know, when we're in times of pain, and they're coming in, you know, they now can see it from the higher perspective, right? They can now see it, you know, from the perspective of like, oh, I shouldn't have made you wrong in that moment, you know, that there is no good and there is no bad. And so they want to come and share that love. They want to come and share, you know, help us open, help us clear, you know, whatever pain they cause, and help us to really, open to what wants to come through. And so, you know, now, for example, with my mom specifically, like, I love it because I actually, she comes in, and sometimes she comes through in a song. And so we used to, when I was a kid growing up, we used to listen to Bob Seger. And so sometimes when I'm in the car, you know, and Bob Seger comes on, like, I can feel her, and she'll just come down and she'll be like, I can feel her energy. And she's like dancing with me in the car. I see, like, I get a visualization of the face that she used to make when we were, when we were dancing, and I can just feel her joy and feel her love, and that she's coming down and sharing that moment with me. Another time that happened recently was I was walking home from something. I'd had a good conversation with somebody, and I was walking home, and I just felt her with me. And so I'm here to tell you guys, like, if you feel that person, don't dismiss it. Don't think that, oh, it's not possible. Like, if you're feeling something, if you're noticing something, if you're seeing their face, it's likely because they're here with you, right? It's likely because they want you to know that they're here with you, and they're here supporting you. They're here guiding you. They're here helping you on this adventure, this crazy up and down, juicy, wild ride adventure that we call life. And so really, death can be something that can really, like, that whole experience for me now, the ability to connect with her on the other side, the ability to feel her love at all times. Of course, I would love her in physical form at times. Of course, there's moments where I would just love a hug. But I can tell you, like, there's so many wonderful things that can come from having somebody on the other side, and somebody that really wants to give you that love, that wants to share that love with you, that, you know, wants to help play a role and guide you and help, you know, help you to help to create the magic and miracles that we all deserve to have, that we are all seeking in our life. And so with that, I want to close, like we close most of our shows, with a vibration activation. And for those of you guys who are new to energy clearing, and I'll walk you through this step by step, but we're just going to go ahead and we're going to bring light all the way through the body. And I always bring light in because light is the truth of who we are. It's the truth of who we came here to be. And from what I've seen, it's the quickest way for us to change and shift quickly. And then from there, we're going to expand that light out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And we do that to really return to the powerful being that we are, to return to being an infinite being in a body. And so with that, go ahead and close your eyes. And if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, do not close your eyes. But for everybody else, just go ahead and close your eyes. And just taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light. And bringing this liquid light down into your forehead, down past your eyes, good, and down into your nose and ears, moving this liquid light down into your mouth and into your throat, moving this liquid light across your shoulders, down into your heart, moving this liquid light down into your stomach and into your hips, moving that liquid light down your legs and out through your feet, and just connecting into the center of the earth, the center of the earth that feels like mother's love. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And just bringing this liquid light back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just one more time, just like tornado of liquid light. Just see that light covering every crevice of your face, down your neck, across your shoulders, down your torso, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just expanding that light out all the way out into the room that you're in, and just allowing your body to open, expand, and breathe, and all the way out into the entire building that you're in. Again, just allowing your body to open, expand, and breathe. And expanding that out into the entire city that you're in, wherever you are located, just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing. And out past the entire state or country that you're in, wherever you are, just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing, and out past the entire continent, just super, super, super big, and just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing, and out past the entire world, just super, super, super big, just open, expanding, and breathing, open, expanding, and breathing. And out past all of the galaxies, past all the planets, past all the stars, just open, expanding, and breathing, and just open, expanding, and breathing. And just everywhere that you're making your grief wrong, everywhere that you're stuffing down your emotions, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth and breathing in light. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light. And everywhere in some way you're denying your grief, everywhere you're not owning your grief, everywhere you're not feeling your grief, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in truth, breathing in light. And breathing in truth, breathing in light, and everywhere you're not owning the gifts that a death can bring, right? Everywhere you're not owning the good, even if it's hard, even if it's difficult, even if it's challenging, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in light and breathing in love and breathing in light and breathing in love and just breathing in just how much love that loved one has for you, even if they're on the other side. So just really breathing in just how much love, just how much light is for you at all times, whether they're in their physical form or they're on the other side, they are awaiting you. They are shining their love and light on you at all times, and they are here to support you. And the only thing that you need to do is just ask. And just everywhere that you feel not supported when a loved one leaves, just exhaling that out and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in help. And just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in help. And again, just downloading with love and light and just feeling all of the love and light from the other side, feeling all of the love and light that's here on this earth, right here, right now. And just filling that up, filling yourself up with that love and that light, and taking one more nice deep inhale and exhale. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning into Truth Talk. For those of you guys who are new to the show, go ahead and check out my Living in Your Truth guide at bit.ly/livinginyourtruthguide. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.